Part two, Shir Chelik Beis of Simchat Tes. We did Simchat Tes last week, part one. Now it's going to be part two. Usually the Shir actually is given last in Hilchos Tarovos, but we're doing Simchat Tes apparently next Thursday. That's also going to be a very heavy item. I usually like to end off with this one because it's easier, but okay, we have to end off with Kufres. I spoke to Rav Kirsch about it. It will be probably Thursday after we get back from Pesach, the test. That's just a shem.
That week?
Yisbah. No, the next one.
When
we get back on a Wednesday, and you can come, and you, the test will officially be on Thursday the following week.
Oh!
I'll
tell you.
That's time to chazer. Okay, everyone should start right away, really, to get into testing mode now. Chazer over Pesach, make some index cards at your Seder, between your different Torah of Haggadah. You can speak about Mar, Matzah, whatever, Taroves, fine, okay. So let's begin. So we're up to Shir Chaf Aleph, and this is Simen Kuf Tes, Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph, and Beis. So last week we discussed the Dine Deoraisa of Bittul Berurah by Taroves Yavish Riyavish. We had a fundamental different understandings between Tosas Rid and the Rush as to what the exact impact Mideoraisa Bittul Berurah has on a Taroves Yavish Riyavish. We discussed Rav Chaim, we discussed three Nafkaminas. Now, Simen Kuf Tes is also dedicated to Gzeros Derabbanon on a Tarovis Yavish B'Yavish, and that's what we're going to do today. So let's just do a quick recap of last year. We had a Machlokus Yishodim between the Tosas Rid and the Rush as to how much of a Tarovis Yavish B'Yavish one is allowed to consume when you have two Chatichos of Heter versus one Chaticha of Isser, and you have Bittul Berurah in effect. How much of the Tarovis can you consume? Tosas Rid was very limited. It was simply one Chaticha for one individual. You cannot eat more. We explained the underpinnings behind the Tosas Rid was based on the fact that he understands Bittul Berurah as an expression of Zil Basar Ruba. It's all about probability, and so the odds are only in your favor if you consume one Chaticha out of the three. But the Tosas, the Rush, had a completely different understanding of Bittul Berurah. It's Xeris Akasav, Acher Rav Muhatos, teaches us an independent din of Zil Basar Ruba, of Kol Deparish. But rather, it's a Xeris Akasa that teaches us that if you have a Tarova, it's Yavish B'Yavish. The Heter is Mehapich, the Isra Lios Heter. The Rove is Mehapich, the Miat. To become Heter, it's Mafkia, the Shem Isser, Mide Oraisa. Now, there are two Xeris Derabanan on top of that Rush. We're going to assume, like the Rush right now, that's how we paskin, as we will see in Psak Halacha. We paskin like the Rush, that you could technically eat all three Chatichos at once, triple decker, simultaneously, midoraisa, mehapich, the isra to be heter. But Chazal added two dine derabanan to yavish b'yavish min ve'eino mino. We'll start with the first one. The first zera derabanan is that hagam, we paskin like the Rush, that you can eat all three chatichos together. But Chazal set down certain limitations for how many chatichos you can eat midorabanan. And we have four dayas in the Rishonim. The first daya in Rishonim is the Rush himself. The Rush tells us that not only is my halacha true midoraisa, but even midorabanan, there is no iser derabanan bichlal to consume the entirety of the taroves simultaneously at once to one person, triple decker hamburger, even midorabanan mutter lechatchila lefi the Rush. That is daya number one. Come along the next dayas, and they start being machmir one layer at a time. Comes along the Rashba. The Rashba's in Torah says, Bayez Dalad Yud Zayin. This is how the Taz understands the Rashba, that the Rashba really, in principle, agrees to the Rush Midoraisa. He's only speaking on a Derabbanan level. The Gra and Rav Aaron learn the Rashba differently, but we're going with the basic Mahalach of the Taz, which is many Achron go with. The Rashba agrees Midoraisa, you can eat all three. But the Rashba says, while it's true that a guy can eat all three chatichas, it cannot be bevas achas. It has to be successively, one after the other. He has to eat each chaticha independently, and then he can consume the taroves. Lefi the Rashba, one tzad chumrah, you're allowed to eat all three, but chumrah, you have to eat it ze achar ze. It can't be all bevas achas.
Just clarify
your
question.
Yeah?
We're referring again to min and amino.
What? Now we're talking about all Tarovis Yavish B'Yavish. I said Yino Mino by accident?
Yeah.
All Tarovis and Reyna. Yavish B'Yavish.
Yes.
But all both Chetim, both Tarovis. Yino Mino, Mino Mino.
I was
going
to say.
How do we know that the Rashba agrees to the Rosh Hatzimah? Maybe it's in the right level.
That's not me. There are two Mahalchim in the Rashba. We're going with the Taz. There are two Mahalchim in the Rashba. different diukim in the Rashi, whether he holds like the Rashi and the Raisa, or he's having a Tosus Rid type of kim. But we're going with the Taz, that the Rashba holds like the Rashi and the Raisa, and he's only adding a Chumra Derabana. The Lashon of the Taz is Hechmiru. Hechmiru. Shlo Yochlu Shloshtan Ka'achas. That's the Lashon of the Taz. Okay? Comes along Tosus in Chulan Daf Kuf. And this is how Rabbi Chanan explains Tosos in Kovachur and Chalav Beis and Mem Hei and in Osvav and Zayin. There, again, Rabbi Chanan says Tosos in principle agrees to the Rosh, Midoraisa, but Midorabanan, a Chad Gavra can't eat all three Chatichos. Whether or not it's Vivas Achas or Zeachar Zeh, but the Diak is he can eat two Chatichos. So he can eat more than one, but he can't eat all three of them, even successively. So according to Tosos, you eat base chatichos, you can eat up to two, but the last one you have to give to someone else. You can't eat all three chatichos successively. So we have the Rosh, Mutar Chatchila, Rashba, all three you can eat, but Zachar Zeh. Tosos says you can't even eat Zachar Zeh, you can eat two, the last one has to be given to someone else, or you can't eat it yourself. Comes along Rashi, Shita number four, yeah.
You can eat two of them in one shot?
You can eat two in one shot. You can't eat all three chatichos, even successfully. The fourth shita is Rashi, Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Dalet, also in your in Beit HaYishadosh, from Gimel Beis. It's also Meduik and Rashi over there. Rashi, and this is how the Ramah brings down Rashi as a Chumr Ba'alma, so clearly it's only a Derabanan. Rashi learns, similar to Tosos, so you can eat shtei chatichos, but as opposed to Tosos, that you can give it to someone else, says Rashi, Lahashlich Lanahar, give it to, you have to throw it away. No one can benefit from this Tarovas Yavish B'Yavish, the third Chaticha at least. So we have four gradations of how much you can eat of this Tarovas. Rosh, Lechatchila, Mutter, all three simultaneously. Rashba, you can eat all three, but successively. Tosos, two out of three. The third one has to give it to someone else. And now Rashi says two Chatichos, and one Chaticha has to be thrown out to the Nahar. These are the four levels of Chumra. Midrabanan, I mean, not the first level is not a Chumra, it's Mutter Lechatchila, but three levels, the Chumra, Midrabanan, on a Tarovas Yavish B'Yavish. Yes.
Rashi's also about the Hat.
Yes, about the Hat. Ha. Okay. So now, how do we magdir this Isser Derabanan? Let's get a little bit of a formulation. Not a major lump this year, but clearly the starting point of the analysis of these Rishonim, who say that you cannot eat all three at once. Let's start off, we have, let's say, 2 points of contention that we really have to be masbir. One point of contention is between the Rashba versus Rashi and Tosos, where Rashi and Tosos, clearly, their starting point is that they don't want you to have a definitive consumption of Isser, and therefore Tosos and Rashi both agree that you can't have all three Chatichos, and the burner proof really is on the Rashba. He's allowing you to do Zeachar Zeh, but at the end of the day, you're allowed to eat all three Chatichos. So what is he gaining by telling you Zeachar Zeh? That's one point of contention. The second point of contention is that within Tosos and Rashi, one is saying you can give it to another Gavra, whereas Rashi is telling you you have to give it, you have to throw it out to the Nahar. The first point of contention we're going to do right now, which is, it sounds like Tosos and Rashi are a very valid starting point. The Chumra Midrabanan was that we don't want to rely on the Rosh to eat all three Chatichos at once, or even successively, because the Maisa, you'll be eating definitive Isser. So Tosos and Rashi both say, of course, you can only eat two out of three. We don't want you to eat definitive Isser. Even though Midaraisa, it was Nehapach, Mafkiya, but Midrabanan, we don't want you to eat definitive Isser. Midrabanan. So Tosos and Rashi have a very good starting point. So why is the Rashba, what is Rashba gaining by saying you can eat all three, but it has to be Zeh Achar Zeh? So Yesh Lach, or how Chazal precisely defined not consuming definitive Isser. What is that a function of? Pashtus, which is Tosos and Rashi, you can hear that eating the Isser of eating definitive Isser is a function of the net Achila of this Gavra. This, there's an Isser to eat on this, an Isser Achila to eat a definitive Isser that is Chal on this Tarovas. If a person relates to this Tarovas in a way that he's going to consume in his net Achila, he's going to consume definitive Isser, Chazal forbade that. But the Isser Derabanan to eat definitive Isser was Chal on the Tarovas. On the net Achila of this guy, is he going to consume definitive Isser? It's a function of the net achila, a function of the tarovas. That's pashup shat. Comes along the Rashba, and it's meduyuk in his words, we'll read it in a second. He's mechadish that Chazal defined the Isser Derabanan of not consuming definitive Isser as a function of the Maisa Achila. If each Maisa Achila can be defined as not eating definitive Isser, then you're in the clear. So says the Rashba, I can still not violate this Isser by eating all three Chatichas Zeh Achar Zeh. Because Hagam, it's true that I will end up eating definitive Isser in terms of the totality of the Tarubas. But that's how Chazal formulated the Isser. They formulated it as per each Maisa Achila. Each Maisa Achila has favorable odds. Each Maisa Achila. The first one certainly has favorable odds. You have two against three, two against one. The second one, I can use the previous one that I ate and say I have still two out of three that I'm eating Heter. And the third one, I can also take into account the prior Maisa Achilas and dot it out based on each Maisa Achila. If you look at the Rashba in size, Imam spells it out explicitly. Says the Rashba, he can say, you don't have to be worried. Each Maisa Achila, there's no Isser, says the Taz, but Osa Achila. Each Maisa Achila can be defined in a way that you're not consuming definitive Isser. So Yesh Lachkor, how did Chazal formulate the Isser Derabbanan to not consume definitive Isser? Tzad 1, which is Rashi and Tosos, is saying that you can't eat the definitive achila of this tarovas. Definitive Isser in this tarovas. My net achila has definitive Isser, even if I do zeh achar zeh. Masha'ekin, the Rashba is being mechadish, that we define it based on the maisa achila. Each maisa achila is not definitive Isser. Adkan, point of contention 1. Yes, Ashi.
Why are we calling it definite Isser if we're going with the Rashi?
Midrabban.
We're being Mechadish
and Asur,
and then we're saying
Midaraisa and Achanami, and the Shem Isser is Paka. That's why I said that a few times. Rush, it's Midaraisa, you're good to go. There's no Shem Isser here.
Right.
Midarabban Chazal wanted you to avoid definitive Isser.
But that means they instituted an Asur.
Yeah, it's a Midarabban, definitive Isser. And now the Rashba and Rashi Tosafot have different ways of understanding how they formulated that Isser of eating definitive Isser. Yes.
How can the Rav push Tosu Shita in that the Chazal put a zero on the Tarobet if at the end of the day the whole Tarobet is going to be eaten?
Right. You can't eat it because you're netting an achila. No. Klape one gavra. Yeah. Klape one gavra. You can't eat definitive isra in the net achila. Each person can't eat a net achila of isra. Now, within Tosus and Rashi, let me just finish. This is a small point. Within Tosus and Rashi, there is a small point of contention about what you do with the third chaticha. They both agree that in total, it's a function of the net achila of this tarobes, but they have a small technical machlokas, how Chazal formulated that isser. Did they formulate that isser of a person not allowed to consume and have an achila of definitive isser? That's Tosfos, and that's why you can't eat it, but you can give it to someone else. Whereas Rashi says that Chazal formulated it as an isser to benefit from definitive isser. So you can't use the third chaticha even to someone else because you are benefiting. You have to throw it to the nahar and discard it. Adkan, very simple formulation, nothing major. Yes, Yosef. What's troubling you?
Rashba. Yeah.
The initial point of contention.
Yeah.
There's an isidur, like Asi said so beautifully, really midaraisa shem isidur paka. Chazal now are being mechadish exer derabanan. A gavra should not eat definitive isser.
No.
So, Pashas, how would you define that? You can't eat definitive isser. If my net achila of this tarobis is going to be definitive isser, I can't eat it. So eating three chatichos, whether it's vas achas or even zeh or zeh, is netting a definitive isser. That's Pashas, that's Tosfos and Rashi. The Rashba is meduyuk in his words. We don't define definitive isser, eating definitive isser, based on the net achila that I gained from this tarobis. We define it based on the activity of achila, of each pe'ulas achila, of each maisa achila. If each maisa achila can be determined that I'm not eating definitive isser, then I'm in the clear. So even though it's true, at the end of the day, balabatish, at the end of the day, I ate definitive isser. But since at each point in time of each chaticha, I'm eating it based on a 2-3 ratio, it's mutter. The maisa achila was not definitive. That's a pashas. I'm just giving a contrast. That's obvious. Rashi and Tosfos are easy. The Rashba is what's the chiddush. Yes.
So the Rosh Chol, there's no Isser Derabanan at all when it comes.
Bechlal not.
So
there's no Isser Derabanan of definitive Isser.
Where did Rashi, Tosfos, and Rashi get it from then?
Where they got it from? That's a good question. Here.
Yeah,
the Shorim Mechadish, the new Isser Derabanan. I hear. Yeah.
According to Tosfos, where he says, right, it's all about, I guess, the net aspect that they're eating, right? So then why is he allowed to give it to a Jew? Meaning either he's for sure eating it, or
no,
he's giving it
no,
to
someone else. No, that's what Kobe asked. We're defining the Isser relative to one person. If another person is eating it, he's not eating definitive Isser. He only ate one out of the three. Each person is not eating definitive Isser from the Tarobas. One person eating all three, whether simultaneous or Zechazet, is eating definitive Isser. And this was supposed to be like a 5-minute thing. The real thing is about to come right now, part two. Any more kashas? Okay, I'll think about it. Everyone has a lot of simchas to go to. So we will have a lot to think about during different things. Okay, let's go. So that was all Gzera Derabanan Aleph. Gzera Derabanan Beis. Chazal were misaking that when it comes to a yavish b'yavish, min be'eno mino, while it's true that midoraisa bittel berov is sufficient, but midorabanan, they require a sheer bittel of shishim. Shishim chatichos of heter against the chatichos shel
eser, yeah. Is everybody talking about a doraisa yavish yavish eno mino mixture, or derabanan yavish yavish?
I'm not sure what you mean. Let me say something first. So, again, by yavish b'yavish min be'eno mino, midoraisa, we have no tam here, we have no blias, so really all we should require is a bittel berov midoraisa, which is what we say. But midrabanan, Chazal said, we need a sheer bittel of shishin against the davar shel iser. The question becomes, what is the underlying mechai, what is the underlying basis of this gzer derabanan to require a sheer shishin against the davar shel iser? This is subject to a machlokes rishonim. Sefer Truma and Siman Nun, the Ran, and Divrei Masel in Daf Levav and Daf Yarif and Garsinon, the Rashi and Chulin Tzadik Zayin Beis. Nu, give me one shot. Why you need Xeris? No, by now we should know this.
Shemim
Vashem. So Sefer Truma, the Ran, and the Rashi all say that the reason why Chazal were misaking that you need a sheer bittel of shishim in a yavish yavish min be'eno mino. Now I'm being specific, Yosef. Enomino is because a person who sees that he has a bittel berov may think that now, since I can eat the tarobes right now as in a state of yavish b'yavish, I can now also cook the tarobes and eat it. What's the difference? But if you are mevashalit, there will be an eventual nesinas tam. So say Chazal, to safeguard an eventual nesinas tam, you should always have a sheer bittel of shishim chatichos in the yavish b'yavish from enomino, so that if a person ends up cooking it, he'll still be in the clear. There will not be nesinas tam. This is Mahalach 1. We've heard this many times before. It's in Shach Vav Tzadiches. This is the Sefer Truma and the Ran and the Rashba in Chulin. The second Mahalach is, we quoted this in Shir 4. The Rambam in Machoz Asuras Tezvav Dalet. And this is also the Raivin brought down in the Ran, which we will see in Cheshvin, comes out to be like the Rambam. Yeah.
Is this Mahalach the same thing?
No. This is the third mahalach. We're not doing that.
Third mahalach?
Yeah. Wow. It's the third mahalach.
We haven't been doing the third mahalach.
No, we're not doing it today. We'll see. Watch. So, second mahalach is the Rambam the Ravid. Says the Rambam Beferish that the reason why Chazal were misakin the shir bittul of shishim in a min be'en omino is because achi yavar ha-davar ha-asr mi-otze mi-uto, that the davar ha-isr has to be completely obsolete. It has to be lost mi-otze mi-uto from the fact that it's so minimal. And it won't look like it's pronounced. And the way we were masbir this on a very basic level in Shir 4 was the Rambam and the Raivin understand the Chazal were misaking that we shouldn't have a perception of consuming Isser. And so Chazal were misaking that in order to get the Isser lost in the shuffle, we require a Shir Bittel of Shishim, a formal Shir Shishim of Bittel, in order so that when a person consumes this Taroves, it doesn't look, it's not perceived as if he is eating the Davar Shel Isser. Because the Davar Shel Isser has become so meaningless in the ratio of Isser to Heter. So says the Rambam, the reason why we need to share Bittul by Yavish B'Yavish Min Be'eno Mino is based on this general Svara of Chazal, Sheya Davar Isser Ne'ebad Mi'otze Mi'uto. It should be rendered meaningless in the perception of the person eating it.
Mishnah in the scenario of Ben Amino?
Very good. Very good. Yes, Kobe.
If the Torah says it's mutter, then obviously it's not chashav anymore. So why would they have to be
chazal? Why are they doing that?
Chazal.
I understand. Ask the Torah says it's mutter.
Why don't chazal make this chazal or sakat derabanan?
No, I'm saying if the Torah.
Of course, the Torah. But the Torah says a lot of things. The chazal are meant to safeguard it. Oh, this is not a safeguard, you're right.
It's not a safeguard.
So let's see. I can't tell you the historic origins of the Chazal's takanas. They were misaking this takana that a person should have it lost in the shuffle.
What safeguard is
that? What?
It's not a safeguard here.
Not a safeguard. And a harami. Chazal did not want a person to consume a yavish yavish min bein omino batal barov, even though it's mutter, it's lefkida shemisser, but we want to make it lost in the shuffle as if camouflaging what you're doing, because even though it's technically mutter midoraisa, but if klape the gavra, he's eating three chatichas and he knows one of them is aser, it becomes more overt that he's eating a davrishal iser. Rather, let it be lost in the shuffle, let it be rendered obsolete. This is why the Chazal choose 100 or 200 for two minorah. These are pacifications. It's a little bit of a why. A little bit of a why. Okay. Now, this is going to be the test to you guys right now.
Oh boy.
What is the hezbir in this machlokas? This is not a lumbus. This is more of a cheshvin, which puts all of the year together. Basically, why did the Rambam? You know, let's ask your question and reframe it. Why did the Rambam not simply, and the Ravid simply say, like, Sefer Truma, the Ran, the Rashba, like exactly what Yosef just said, as a mishmeres, the mishmarti, make a safeguard to prevent nesinas tam from occurring? Why did they opt for a new reason for the din derabanan of requiring a shir bittul of shishim and a yavish yavish min be'in amino? So if you look carefully in the Sefer Truma, not looking literally, just thinking, what he's making two hanachas. In order to say that first approach in Rishonim, they are making two hanachas in order to make like Zera. What are those two hanachas?
Tam kikr is deraisa.
That's one hanacha, says Sam. One hanacha is that tam kikr is deraisa, and therefore it makes sense for Chazal to make a sheer bittul of shishin onto a bishul of tam, which will be a deraisa. Had it been a derabanan, there'd be no reason to make a gzera unto a derabanan. Derabanan unto derabanan, we don't make gzeras generally. Mishmaris to mishmarti, not two mishmarises. We only make gzeras unto a deraisa. So that's hanacha number one. Hanacha number two.
The time is also still.
No. Hanacha number two.
Nepal is just instead.
What? Meaning, say better.
Whatever time comes out is
hetter.
Because.
It's hetter. Say it to us. No, but say it. Say it.
Whatever time comes out is hetter now.
Oh, very good. That's exactly. Oh. We have here not just a regular case of Isser and hetter being cooked together, there was an impact of Bittul Barov on the Isser. So, in order for the Bishul to now create an Isser, Doraisa of Tam, you have to be maintaining a second hanacha of Chozer V'Neir. That just like we saw, Rishonim said that when you have Shishim against Isser, but if your Mosif Isser, it now revives it, which we touched up as suppression. The Bittul Barov only suppressed the Isser, but it can be reawakened if you are Mosif more units of Isser. So too, here, when you have a Bittul Barov on the Isser, if you change the quality of the situation by cooking it, in Echanam, you're not adding to it, but you're cooking it and you're changing it into a bishul of lach balach, and now you have tam, you're assuming chozer v'neir. Had you held kama batel, had you held that bittul barov nullifies the status of Isser, and there's nothing left, and even if you're most of Isser, it doesn't get reawakened, then certainly in this case, when you cook a bittul barov taroves, it shouldn't create any Isser. You have to maintain Chozer V'Neir. So the first camp of Achron Rishonim are maintaining two assumptions. Number one, Tam Kikr Daraisa, to make it Gzera to a Daraisa. And number two, even though there's Bittul Barov, Chozer V'Neir. Now this is totally fine, because the Halacha, we pass like both of those things. And that's great. We pass the Tam Kikr Daraisa from Mishpach Sivkat and Beis in Tzadi Ches. We pass the Rabbeinu Tam. And number two, we pass the Chozer V'Neir, the Raman, Tzadi Tes. Very good. But now, Derech HaLimud, yes, Sam?
This is
the point. The Rishonim who say Chozer V'Neir extended even to here. This is exactly the place. There are different cases of Chozer V'Neir. There's Tosefes, which is the classic case. And now these Rishonim are extending it even to changing it, the Bishul, from a Yavish V'Yavish to a Lach. So now, just basic rules of logic. If you have one camp who's making two Hanachas, that means that you can argue in one of two ways. And guess what? It works out very nicely. The Rambam, who argues Lifi many achron in the Minchas Kohen, and even you can work it out, even Lifi Reb Chaim, some of the warning anyone was about to ask Reb Chaim, even Lifi Reb Chaim's shot in the Rambam, holds that Tom Kicker is Derabanan. So the Rambam was not able to give the first pshat of the camp of Rishonim, because it would be a Gzera Atu a Derabanan. And even Lifi Reb Chaim, who holds that sometimes it's a Daraisa Lifi the Rambam, but sometimes it's only Derabanan. So maybe Chazal would not have made a Gzera only Atu sometimes. It would have to be Atu all the time. But at least the Rambam, Lifi the Minchas Kohen, the basic pshat of the Rambam we had in Shir.
Four.
Very good. I think it was three, actually. But fine. Either way, off one plus one is all is good. You can miss me off by one. It's a Gzera Atu a Derabanan. And so we would never reenact. So the Rambam was compelled to come on to a new pshat derabanan for why we enact this, which is nebar mi otze muto, to be rendered obsolete. And you can also argue on the first camp in the second way. What's unique about the rival? What do we know about the rival? What shir? 10. In the rival held, he was the only rishon on the books out of all the rishon that we saw who held kama kama batol midoraisa. Under all circumstances, even by Tosefes, it didn't matter the Fila Ravid. It's Kama Kama Batal, the Isser is always nullified. And not only that, you can even use the Isser towards your Heter now. It's nullified. So the Ravid also could not give the first Mahalach of the Rishonim, because if it was subject to Bittul Barov, the fact that you cook it would need to mean Chozer V'Neir for Nesilas Tam. But I hold Bittul Barov is nullification. There's not suppression, it's nullification. So there's no Tom, so to speak, there's no reason to be misaking this new Gzera Atu in the Sinas Tam when the Sinas Tam is going to be fully Heter. So we have a beautiful Mahalach here. We have the first camp of Rishonim, we were saying it's Gzera Atu Tam Kikar Daraisa, that has two Hanachas, one Daraisa, two Chozer V'Neir. Rambam and Ravid, Lashitase, are arguing for one of those two reasons. Lashitase. One second, let me just finish off this point. Now, the first set of Rishonim bring a Raya. They bring a raya against. Actually, no. Let's wait to the next nafkamina. Okay, but no, we're about to do it right now. I just wanted to wait. Okay, that was all the two mahalchim. Can we do three nafkaminas, or you have kashas? Okay, nafkamina number one.
I just have a clarification.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you had
it.
Can
you just explain the Rambam again? Meaning, why would he enact a derabanan?
The Rambam paskins Tom Kicker's derabanan. So there's no need to be misaking a sheer bittul of shishim by Yavish B'Yavish from Beit Amina, that you may come to cook it, because if you end up cooking it, it won't be a Derabanan. We don't have Gozer Derabanans up to Derabanans.
Does that mean that he has his own Derabanan?
Yeah, so therefore he was compelled to give a different reason for why we have a Din Derabanan of Shir Bittul Shishim. He couldn't give the reason of Shema Yivashel, he had to give a new reason for...
Why is it not a Gzera?
No, that's just that's a good point. That's just a formal Svara. The Chazal did not want a person to ingest Isser. Now comes three nafkaminas. Very quick, easy nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one is Yosef's nafkamina. Nafkamina number one is, what about a yavish v'yavish min b'mina? So the Ran says explicitly that of course the Gzer Derabanan wouldn't apply to yavish v'yavish min b'mina. Because according to the Ran and the Sefer Truma and the camp number one, it's supposed to be a Gzera Atu, a Del Rice of Tom Kicker. But min b'mina, even if you end up cooking it, will end up being a derabanan. So the Ran is moded that when it comes to Yavish V'Yavish Min B'Mino, you don't need a sheer bittul. All you need is rov. You don't need a sheer bittul of shishim. All you need is rov, because even if you're mevashel, it'll end up being a derabanan. Masha'en came, the Rambam, when she tase says, like Yosef, that if you go with this formal svara, the Chazal did not want a person to ingest Isser overtly. He wanted it to be lost in the shuffle. Chazal wanted it to be lost in the shuffle of a sheer bittul. Mali, if it's a min be'eno mino. Mali, if it's a min b'mino. And indeed, the Rambam himself in Mechos HaSurus Tezvah paskins that this halacha of Gzera Derabanan requires shishim by Yavish B'Yavish applies bein be'eno mino, bein b'mino. It applies in both cases. So according to the Rash, according to the Rambam, it applies in all cases of Yavish v'Yavish. You always need a Shir Bittul of Shishin. Now the first set of Rishonim bring a Raya against these Rishonim. The first set of Rishonim say, at least you guys should have screamed at this. Oh, very good, Kobe. I'm very proud of you. You have Siyata Shemaya this week. Comes along the Rishonim and say, this is the same Gemara I've been quoting every single Shira, I think, almost. What does the Gemara say on Tzadi Tes on the Bees? Vili Batel Beruba. What's that commenting on? The Mishnah. What's the Mishnah talking about? A Nevela, let's say, that gets mixed up with other Chatichos. Or a Gidanasha that gets mixed up with other Chatichos. Dehainu, Eta Arobis, Yavish B'Yavish, Min... Bemino. So say the first set of Rishonim, Vili Batel Beruba. The Gemara is saying, Vili Batel Beruba, Berov, Berov. You don't need a Shir Bittul by Min Bemino of Shishim. You don't need it. So what are the second set of Rishonim going to do? Comes along the Ravid and says, Lav Dafka.
Oh my God.
The word Vili Batel Beruba doesn't mean Rove. He's Goreis Rabbe. Numerous amounts. Numerous amounts. And so the Ravid, this is how we see the Ravid is in the Rambam. The Ravid is applying a Shir Bittul of Shishim even by a Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Mino. Ad Kan Nafka Mino number one.
And Nafka
Mino. The Nafka Mino or the Raya?
Nafka Mino of the Raya.
The Nafka Mino, the Raya that we just did, or the Nafka Mino between the two sets of Rishonim? The Nafka Mino is, up until now we were talking about Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Eino Mino. You need a Shir Bittul. Either Shem Yivashal or obsolete. What about Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Mino? So says the Ran, it's Atu Adarabana. Rambam, of course, applies. Good. Now the Rishonim bring a Raya, that it's only Rov. Because the Gemara says itself, in Sa'i Test on the base of the bottom, that the Mishnah should have been Batel Beruba, it says. Batel Beruba. And that's talking about a case of Yavish Min B'Mino. It's talking about Chaticha Nebelo with other Chatichos of Basar. And it says Batel Beruba. So the Raya, the Shitasei, changes the Girsa. He says, no, it means Rabbe. It means numerous amounts. It means Shishim. Second Afkamina, also very similar to what Kobe was saying, but not exactly. Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Eino Mino, but where the Chatichos themselves are Nosen Tam Lefgam to the other. Where the content of Isser Hefter will eventually result in a Nosen Tam Lefgam if you were to cook it. So standard, same thing, same plugin. Lefi the Ran, the same for Truma, that it's a Atu Shema Yivashel B'Nosen Tam. V'Shem Yivashel B'Nosen Tam. There's no chashash here, because if you cook it, you'll end up with the Nosen Tam Lefgam. So it'll be mutter. You'll be able to consume a taroves, yavish v'yavish min be'ino mino, if you know that if you were to cook it, it would become lefgam. You don't need a shir bittul of shishim. All you need is rov. Masha enkin, lefi the Rambam and the Ravid, that it's a formal svara, that we don't want you to ingest iser, that overtly, we want it to be lost in the shuffle. Who cares if it's lefgam or not? So these are the two basic afkaminas, yavish v'yavish min be'ino, and it comes out that it's the same pattern. The Fi, the Sefer Chuma, and the Ran, it's Rov, the Kula, whereas the Rambam will be Shishim. Same thing with those of Gam, Rov, the Fi, the Ran, and Sefer Chuma, because it's not Atu any Tom Kikker, Mashiachi, and the Rambam, Shishim. It's all predicated on whether or not Shem Yivashel for the Sinas Tam, or just a formal Svara of not ingesting Isser. But can we find a Nafkamina in the reverse? Yes.
We'll just be getting mixed up, but if you have, according to the Rambam, if you have a case of cooking in this Rambam, wouldn't this whole logic still require you to have shishim against it?
According to?
The Rambam?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Even, exactly. I mean, even a lot of Taravos.
Yeah. Yeah. You mean Darabana, you say?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good question.
What did you ask any of them say?
Lach, but still, Gam, though it doesn't need shishim. Need to rebutton, you need shishim, absolutely not. Okay, we have to think about that. That's a good question. It's a good hard. Okay? Remind me that. By the way, this nafkamina number two is Sitzei Das and Simon Kuf Gimel Sif Katan Gimel.
Rabbi said it's a formal, for the Ramam, it's a formal.
It's a formal svar, not to injustice.
So it doesn't.
Could be, that could be the point. I mean, I'm not sure if you were saying this or not, but either way, you were. I'm not sure. I want to think about it. I'm just giving something off the cuff right now. Lach Balach, it could be that it is already lost in the shuffle. By Yavish B'Yavish, it's solid entities. When it's Lach Balach, everything's lost in the shuffle by definition because it's all intermingled. That could be the pshat. I have to think about that. Yeah.
By Nafkamina number two, Nosen Tam Lefgam, the Ram needs Rov.
All he needs is Rov.
Why is he, if it's Nosen Tam Lefgam, why is there
Rov? No, careful. We're talking about Yavish B'Yavish from Bein Omino. Nothing was cooked yet. So of course you need Rov, right?
Oh,
you bit of Rov.
Yavish B'Yavish.
Yeah. third nafkamina, and then we'll end off with a nice third nafkamina, not to be confused with last week, is whether or not, oh, so what my preface the third nafkamina was, in these last two situations, the Ram, the Sefer Truma, the Ram were always going the Kula, because it was Atu, it wasn't Atu Tamkik or Doraisa, whereas the Rambam and the Raivit is going the Chumra. Can we find the flip? Can we find nafkamina the reverse way? Where the Rambam and the Raivit turn out to be the Kula? So it's possible. Because we discussed last week, but it's not connected at all. But two categories. Do you assess Rove by Binyan or by Minyan? That's what we discussed last week. What about in this Gzera Derabanan of requiring sheer shishin of chatichos of heter against the Isser? Do we gauge that based on Rove, based on bittul of Binyan, shishin of Binyan, of volume of heter? Or do we allow for a shishin of Minyan, of chatichos, of just a numerical sum of 60 chatichos? So it comes out as follows. If you go with the tzad, the Sefer Truma, and the Ran, it's all about Shema Yivashel v'yisen tam. So you certainly have to assess it based on volume. It always goes based on volume. Because it has to be enough heter to negate it. The kunz is not shishim, chatichos. The kunz is that you have enough volume. Masha'en came lefi the Rambam, lefi the Raivid. If the chashash is just that we want to make the Isser lost in the shuffle, we want to make a camouflage, you don't necessarily need a precise volume of 60 units against the Isser, as long as you have enough to camouflage what that gender is, and Echanami Chazal have to formulate that. But it's very tochin, just to dramatize the point. Let's say you have a chaticha of Isser that's 10 ounces, and it gets mixed up with 60 chatichos, but each one of them is 9 ounces, or 9.9 ounces. 60 chatichos. If you the first set of Rishonim, for sure it's a problem. Because if you were to cook it, you would not have 60 against your 10. You only have 69 ounce pieces. But if you the Rambam and the Raivid, where it's all about camouflaging the chaticha of Isser in the shuffle, it's very talking that if you have 60 chatichos that are 9 ounces, hagam, then in volume it won't be able to mevatel the tam of 10. But the Maisa, I have 60 chatichos that are camouflaging my Dabrish Isser. So of course I can eat this Tarobes, Likula. I don't need 60 chatichos that amount to a volume against the tam, as long as I have 60 chatichos that make it lost in the shuffle. So if you work with the Rambam Raivid, this could be end up Likula in certain situations, like in the case I just gave, this dramatic case where it's 60 times 9, let's say. Nafkamina number 3. Yeah? No? No? Where are we? This is the finale of the two zeros derabanan. Based on this, we now come full circle.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Now we come. You want to do a... In the beginning of the year, I gave... Oh, can you do a quick erase? In the beginning of the year, I gave a Punnett square. I gave a Punnett square, and we only dealt with one of the four squares. But now that we completed Tarovest, except for Recha, we now are able to look at this Punnett score with a new lens. A new projecting lens. And now we can understand it in a much easier way. And I gave it to you in your Marmokomos, the second page, for all those who took the Marmokomos. It's in color. Thank you, Sam, for making it in color. And so, if you recall, in Simon Sadi Chess, the very beginning of the year, in Shir 2 and 3, we discussed specifically in Tarovas Lach Nimbein Amina. And in there, we had three shitas and Rishonim, quickly, Rashi, Rambam, Tam Kikr Derabanan, Rim Orleans, Tam Kikr Deraisa, and Isra Essay, no Malkus, and Shitas Ramein Tam, Loga Malkus. By the way, just a gab, I forgot to say this before, the Raivid holds Tam Kikr Deraisa with no Malkus. So he argues on the second Hanacha by saying Kamakama Batal, which I forgot to mention that before. He holds Tam Kikr Deraisa, so obviously he's not going to argue on Shemi Bashal based on Derabanan, he's going to argue based on that. Fine, this is what we did in the beginning of the year. Okay? And then in Shir 4, we discussed the Derabanan of Lach, which was basically a fraction of what we did today, which is the first camp of Rishonim. The first camp of Rishonim say, Chazal instituted two Gzeres Derabanan unto this square, unto a Deraisa Tam Kicker, because we passed a Tam Kicker Deraisa. The first Derabanan was Lach Balach Mimbimino. Why? To safeguard the atu min be'eno, meaning a person may get confused. Who was that? That was a Rosh. That was a Rashba. And today we're learning a second gzera, that by yavish v'yavish min be'eno mino, also you need a shir shishim, you can't rely on rov, because shemei vashel v'asili dey ister doraisa. So the first camp of Rishonim are being mechadish two gzeras derabanan to safeguard this top left box. Lach b'lach min be'eno mino, which is tam kikir doraisa l'fi rabbeinu tam, which we possibly like. Number one, lach b'lach min be'eno atu eno mino, because you may get confused. And number two, shemei vashel atu min be'eno mino, which will cause a tam kikir doraisa. The second camp of Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ravid, are really making one unified gzera, one uniform gzera, that we don't want a person to ingest Isser in an overt way.
Oh,
we
wow.
want a camouflage of loss and shuffle. So according to the Rambam, I'm sorry, let me just go back a second. The first set of Rishonim, of course, Yavish v'Yavish from Bimino would only be Batu Barov. There's no chashash at all to this square, because it's all Atu Adirabanan. But the Rambam and the second camp of Rishonim are saying one uniform gzera, that we don't want a person to ingest Isser overtly. So they have one global Isser Derabbanan on Lach B'Lach B'Bimino, which is the Rambam Paskins, by Yomish B'Yomish B'Bimino, and by Yomish B'Yomish B'Bimino. All three boxes are going to be Shishim at the end of the day. So this really summarizes the entire year of Lach B'Lach B'Bimino, B'Bimino Mino, Yomish B'Bimino B'Bimino Mino. Questions? We have 1 minute. Any questions? Great. Okay,
wow.
Good Shabbos. Oh, how many paskin very quickly? So, in terms of the first zera derabanan, the Torah b'shid rush brings down that you can eat all three bevas achas, no issur derabanan at all. The mechaber brings down the 2 days, the first 2 days he brings the Rashba zachar ze, and then he says a yesh misha oster that you can't eat all three chatichas successively. Rather, like Tosfos, that you have to eat 2 out of 3. The Ramah brings down Shittas Rashi, that you have to throw out 1 to the Nahar. That's how we paskin in terms of the first zera. In terms of the second zera, the Torah brings down the Rambam Shita of Yavish B'Yavish applying both by Mimino and Be'ed Omino, which is based on camp number 2. But he also brings down the Sefer Chuma. He brings both camps. He brings Shamei Vashel, or that we don't want a person to overtly ingest Isser. How do we pass from the halacha? So the Ramah just brings down, like the Sefer Truma, that it's based on Shema Yivashel. The Shach says this is based on the Ran, based on Shema Yivashel. And if you look at Shach Vav, he discusses the third Shita of the Isser V'Heter, which Kobe mentioned before, that we didn't mention today, of a different Mahalach in the Gzera Derabam, Shkoyach.
Oh, you're 1 minute over.
What?
Wow.